This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Breaking news, a judge is ordering the FBI to turn over the details of the warrant in the raid on Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. Trump has no plans to release the FBI raid warrant. And this is a developing story, as you can imagine. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. In a few minutes, my friend Ryan Manuel will be here. We'll talk about a great new beer that you can drink up to support the Travis Manion Foundation. But let's get right over to Dawn and check in. Good morning, Dawn. What is going on?
Oh, so much going on. Good morning. This is Zeoli Show News Live, Thursday, August 11th. And we are sponsored this hour by Trio North Wildwood. Of course, we're awaiting word of what happens between this big meeting that's making national news, but it's happening in the suburbs of Philadelphia in Bucks County. Sesame Place in the headlines. The SeaWorld CEO and SeaWorld, the parent company of Sesame Place, the CEO is here in town to meet with a family as well as the Reverend Jesse Jackson amid the Sesame Place discrimination lawsuit. So as we've been talking about, Sesame themed park announcing the implementation of diversity and inclusion training for all of its employees. But the CEO now meeting with the family, the original family of the two little girls, where it was claimed that these girls were, quote unquote, snubbed due to alleged racism by the character Rosita, the furry turquoise colored character of Sesame Place. So we are awaiting word on what happens in that meeting, and again, making national news. We also have word from Philadelphia police. They say they've caught a suspect, and that suspect in custody after shooting a man during an attempted carjacking early this morning in the city's Mantua section. So early this morning, Fairmount Ave, the 66-year-old victim says, "Hey, I gave up my vehicle. I gave up the car, and the guy shoots me in the leg anyway." Suspect flees on foot. And by the way, that 66-year-old victim says he's, you know, they're saying he's going to be okay, but shot in the leg. And so then about three blocks away, somebody fitting the exact same description carjacks somebody else, 37th and Aspen Streets. This time it's a white Lexus that was stolen. In any event, police say they've caught up with that accused carjacker and gunman. And this is a story that we are following very closely. And this, of course, in the wake of our Philadelphia mayor meeting with federal officials, as the word is in an unprecedented first time that the city now working with federal officials to try to deal with the historic levels of crime in the city of Philadelphia. And one of the headlines this morning, what's that smell? Yeah, it's a stench that we're smelling in Philadelphia, miles, more than 10 miles away. This stench from this chemical leak in South Jersey. Hazmat has been on the scene now in South Jersey, the Jersey Department of Environment. Everybody's involved with this, stemming from a chemical leak from a tanker truck. So we're following that. No injuries reported, but we have had a stay-in-place order that has been lifted this morning, or a shelter-in-place early this morning. Hundreds and hundreds of people have been calling 911 across the region concerned about this thing. Health officials in Jersey say, don't worry, everything's under control, but there's a gas leak from a tanker truck that has been sourced to a truck stop in South Jersey. We've been following that for you all morning long. No injuries. That's the important point here. All right. Trio North of Wildwood, bridging the gap between bar food, fine dining, BYOB serving American cuisine with a global flair using fresh local ingredients prepared to perfection by Chef Gus Zimmerman. Book your reservations today on Resy or visit trionw.com. And the NBC 10 First Alert forecast, and Zioli's got a really big interview coming up with a dear friend of ours, so stay tuned for that. But the sun is coming out, and the sun will be in full display by noon today. We're at 89 degrees. That's the high. And get ready for good news and a beautiful cool down starting tomorrow, mid-80s through the weekend. Gorgeous weather. We're all going to feel it and enjoy it. This is Zioli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. Let me welcome to the program Ryan Mannion, my friend. She is the president of the Travis Mannion Foundation. Ryan, as always, such a pleasure to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, I cracked open, and if not me, then who? Blonde Ale last night. And I love it. It's a fantastic beer.
It's a good summer beer. Yes, we're... We've had this beer for a few years now, and we've used it in internal events with the Travis Mannion Foundation, and we're thrilled that Aramark picked it up and is bringing it out to our larger Philadelphia audience.
Yeah, it's at Citizens Bank Park now, and I'm going to the game today, so I'm absolutely getting one when I go to the ballpark today.
It's been so awesome to see, you know, friends and just other people just posting pictures at Citizens Bank Park holding the beer. My dad got a picture last night from Mr. Invincible Vince Papale, was at the game holding the beer. And, you know, it's just
it's awesome
to see. Yeah. You know, for us, it's a beer, but it's also awareness because, you've seen the can shares the story of my brother Travis and the Travis Mannion Foundation and the work that we do for veterans and families of the fallen.
Yeah, and the beer has been around since 2015 in small batches, but I guess I should say it's now the newly available to you because now it's going to be in bars and other places across the greater Philadelphia region. And a percentage of sales of the craft beer will support the Travis Mannion Foundation, which is, of course, one of the leading veteran service organizations in the country. And I love the story of the beer, too. It was brewed in conjunction with a local brewery in our area.
Yep, Doylestown Brewing Company first brought us the idea. And I remember when he showed up in 2015, he had it in a big jug. And he said, hey, taste this. And I like beer. I tasted it. I'm like, that's pretty good.
I thought I
did. And he said, you know, how about we call this If Not Me, Then Who Brew? And I'm like, I love it. And so again, he started canning this for us, and the can is amazing. I know you posted a picture on Twitter just now with you holding the can. The can is awesome. Just, you know, it's one of those beers that if you didn't know anything about it, you'd look at that can and say, I want to try that, right? Because it's very cool. And so he started canning it for us for different events and golf tournaments. And then, again, Aramark came in and said, we want to bring this to Citizens Bank Park. And now, as the Phillies are on a little bit of a winning streak right now, you can go in and grab one of these and enjoy the game.
Yeah, so the can, it's awesome because it's red, white, and blue. It's got blue stars and the stars and stripes and the American flag kind of faded in the background. And then there's the symbol for the Travis Mannion Foundation. And then, if not me, then who? Right below it. And Ryan, just in case people don't know, what does if not me, then who embody?
Sure. So if not me, then who is the ethos and the motto for everything we do at the Travis Mannion Foundation. And those five words are words that my brother spoke before he left for his second deployment to Iraq. He was actually at a Philadelphia Eagles game, leaving the stadium with my husband, and my husband jokingly said to him, hey, Trav, why don't you let me push you down the stairs? Maybe you'll break your ankle and you won't have to go back to Iraq. My brother looked at my husband and didn't say anything at first, and then he said, you know what, Dave? If I don't go back to Iraq, then somebody much less prepared is going to go in my place. If not me, then who? And we took those five words after Travis was killed on that final deployment, And we made sure that we were impressing them into everyone. Each and every one of us have if not me, then who moments every day. They may not be as big as my brother's when he's, you know, going back into a war zone, but we each have a decision every day, a little moments every day where we can make the right decision, where we can do what's right. And so that is the rally call, the rally cry for what we try to push forward across the country to our Spartan members.
And you can help. I mean, by drinking a beer, you can be helping the Travis Manning Foundation fulfill that legacy.
It's as simple as that. Yes, you can go to Citizens Bank Park or local bars or distributors across the Philadelphia area and get yourself some If Not Me, Then Who brew. Or you can hop onto our website at travismanion.org, join our mission, and learn about all the different initiatives that we have, all the different ways that you can participate and be a part of our programs.
Now, if you stand at the bar and you crack open one of these beers and you go, well, if not me, then who? And you drink it, because if not, like, who else is going to drink it but you? You got to do it. You know what I'm saying? This is your way to give back.
It is your way to get back, because there are not many beers that as you're drinking them, you are donating to a nonprofit. And with this beer, you are doing just that.
Yeah, you're giving back to, I think, the nation's leading veteran service organization. So I'll do it today, not because I want to, Ryan, but because if not me, then who? I'm going to do it. Bottom line, I'm excited for it. No, I'm really excited for this. And I, you know, you guys do such great work over there. And, you know, I think the world of you and your father, of course, Colonel Tom Manion. And I'm so happy to hear that, because I love Vince Papale. He's my man. And I'm so happy to hear that he was drinking one of these beers, too. I think that's fantastic. And it tastes great. Yep. Like I said, it's a great summer beer. It's light. It's a little hoppy, not too hoppy. It's crisp. It's everything you'd want in a beer when you're watching a baseball game.
That's right.
So how's everybody feeling these days, Ryan, in terms of the morale of our veterans and what do they need right now, and what can we do for them?
You know, I think one thing that I want to make sure that doesn't leave our public conscious and our minds is that we are just days away from the 1 year anniversary of the collapse of Afghanistan. Which was such a pivotal thing for not only our Afghan allies, but also our veteran community, who very much were hurting and feeling a sense of, you know, did my service matter when this is how it's all going down? So as you see, you know, our veterans, our military, they're not in the headlines as much as they once were over the past 20 years. But make no mistake that they still need our support. They still need us to recognize and value their service to our country. And we have to make sure that we go out every day and live lives worthy of their sacrifice and their service.
And I remember, too, that you were, I mean, you did such an amazing job back then, Ryan, working to get our people home. And I remember you were here stateside working with people who were there on the ground in Afghanistan and coordinating mm-hmm. movements of people to get people out. I mean, I don't want it to be lost on anyone, the amazing work you did to help get our people out. And I think that is so incredibly important.
I appreciate that. You know, last week I had a pretty cool moment. We have an Afghan family that they were the original family that I was working to get out. They now live in Doylestown. And last week, Muhammad came to Avalon, where I was on vacation, and he got in the water, and we went surfing in the Atlantic Ocean. And, you know, Afghanistan is a landlocked country, and it was just, I'm with the family all the time. They're a part of my family now. But I took a step back, and I thought, I can't believe here I am surfing at the Jersey Shore with Muhammad, who just got to America, you know, less than a year ago. And here he is just really understanding our culture and what we do, and just so appreciative of everything that this country has afforded him. And, you know, but as happy as I was for that moment with Muhammad, there's still many thousands of Afghans that didn't make it out and are still sending me emails each and every day asking for help, begging for the opportunity to get out of that country, living in fear. And that's the most disappointing part for me, that we're still in that place.
That's amazing, Ryan, that's possible at this point.
Yeah, Yeah, it's sad
because these people fought side by side with us, and you've made the point before. I mean, they were, you know, they're part of the team here, you know, and we don't leave our people behind.
These are members of the Afghan army that are now just targets and are living, you know, in hiding over in Afghanistan. And the resources have all but dried up to provide them support. There's nothing happening via the State Department to help them. It's all private groups and nonprofits that have popped up. But even that, the challenges that exist to get these families out are astronomical. And so it's something I try not to think about too much, because if you do, it can really get you in a bad place. But it's very sad.
Hey, before I let you go, the 9/11 Heroes Run is coming up. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Absolutely. We're 1 month away from the start of our national race series. We've got, you know, close to 100 runs across the country. And I will be in attendance at our Doylestown and our Philly run and our Westchester run here locally. But our 5K race series has been going on forever. You guys have been fantastic partners. And for us, the 9/11 Heroes Run, it's a 5K race. So you can come out, and if you're an athlete and you want to challenge yourself, if you want to just walk it, if you want to just come out and stand on the sidelines and wave an American flag, for us, it's about bringing communities together and galvanizing people to come together around September 11th and never forget the sacrifices that were made on that day and in the years since. And so for us, we want to make sure that 9/11 is never forgotten, and this is our way of doing that.
So well said, Ryan Mannion. And that's why you should also help out by cracking open and drinking, and if not me, then who, Blonde Ale, because you'll also be giving back. And that's very, very important as well. So if you're at Citizens Bank Park today or at a bar or restaurant, ask for it. If you're a beer lover, you're going to love it. If not me, then who, Blonde Ale. Ryan Mannion, my friend, it's always a pleasure. I just am so enamored by the great work that you do and everybody at the Travis Mannion Foundation. So thanks for coming on the show again. And let's talk soon before the 9/11 Heroes Run so we can make sure we get lots of participation for it this year.
Absolutely. As always, thanks for having me on.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right. By the way, I should mention to you as well, there's some breaking news today that the FBI has delivered subpoenas to several members of Congress in Pennsylvania. According to PennLive.com, breaking the story, the FBI delivers subpoenas to several Pennsylvania Republican lawmakers. And now, according to this, they say at least some of the individuals receiving subpoenas were told they were not targets of an investigation, according to at least six sources reached by Penn Live, but that they may have information of interest to the FBI. All the sources have been briefed on the investigation moves in some way, but demanded anonymity in order to discuss them. The information being requested centered around U.S. Rep. Scott Perry. We talked about that before. And the effort to seek alternate electors as part of former President Donald Trump's efforts to remain in office after the 2020 election, several sources said. So you see the case that they're building here. They're going to indict Trump. There's no question in my mind about that. It'll be the October surprises, and I'm not even questioning that at this point. I'm not suggesting that he deserves it. I'm simply telling you what's going to happen. The Washington Post on Wednesday, citing a source familiar with the probe, also reported that Representative Scott Perry's cell phone was seized Tuesday as part of the Justice Department's criminal investigation into the use of fake electors to try to overturn President Biden's victory. Now, let's understand there's a couple distinctions here. An alternate slate of electors, if the state had decided to go in the direction that Trump wanted, I don't know how that's criminal. If somebody purports to be an elector and pretends to be an elector, and that's a different story. That's not what happened in Pennsylvania, at least. So they created an alternate list of electors. Let's assume then the Congress had rejected the votes for Joe Biden and then sent it back to the states. Then at that point, assuming that the state legislature of Pennsylvania would have said, Trump won, these are the electors we're sending. I don't know where the crime is in that, though. I'm trying to understand that. That's different than if you show up at the Capitol building and you go, I'm an elector, and you're actually not an elector. I think there's a distinction there, obviously. Because you haven't been appointed by your state legislature. The electors in Pennsylvania, none of them are being accused of pretending to be electors duly appointed by the state legislature of Pennsylvania. So I think that's an important distinction in terms of that. But again, obviously they're building a case here. The case being that Trump had a plan to use fake electors to overturn the victory of President Biden. Spokespersons for the, maybe that's what they were looking for down at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, maybe they were looking for that, you know, lists of electors or something like that. I don't know. I have no idea at this point, but I just know that this is coming. This is obviously coming. 855-839-1210 is the number. I'll give you more on this, but it's 920. So let's do this.
Now, the morning mystery movie clip on the Rich Zeoli Show, WPHT. At 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, Greg Stocker, tell them what they'll win.
A musical clip? Wow.
Oh, we've never done this before.
Never done a musical clip.
A musical clip.
That is amazing.
I agree.
Good work by you and Sean.
Well done, Sean.
If you get the correct answer, 12th caller, you'll get a $25 gift card to Rita's Italian Ice. Stop by Rita's today and grab their newest and sweetest treat. Go candy crazy with Rita's new candy Kapow Ice. But get there quick as it's available for a limited time only. Rita's. Thank you, Rita's.
All right. Good luck, caller number 12. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you for being here today. I appreciate it very, very much. We appreciate it. Don't forget, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Make your plans to come and hang out with us, all right? We're going to have a great time. But Sydney is our winner of the mystery movie and from Warrington. Hey, Sid, good morning. What's going on? Is Sid there, Sean?
Trying to. Did you click on?
My call screen is down again. So,
somebody clicked.
All right. Well, we'll just say congratulations, Sid, and best of luck. Enjoy reading.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It looks like it's up, but it's not up. It's,
so, that's
that
what she said.
A lot. Yeah, there actually is a doctor who can. He advertises on the station, I believe. So
he does. Yeah.
Well, good job, and of course, Xanadu is the movie.
Xanadu.
Which we did, of course, in honor of Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yep.
Again, outstanding stuff. So look at that.
Was that a musical?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, Olivia Newton-John, Gene Kelly. It was, in fact, a musical movie that I think was pretty awesome.
You don't strike me as the musical type.
I'm not. But it was the only other Olivia Newton-John movie I could think of.
Gotcha.
So...
Okay, I mean it's a fair answer. I'm just
fair point. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But you know, I didn't have the ability to really. There wasn't a plethora of Elizabeth Newton-John movies to choose from. I think
Olivia,
just like really Grease and Xanadu, right? Yeah. I mean, is there something else?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Those are the two most famous.
Those are the two most famous. As we have Olivia Newton-John week here on the show. So there you go. I mentioned earlier Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, signing a law saying now prisoners will be referred to as incarcerated individuals instead of inmates. Does this help? Is this really what the people behind bars are looking for? Does this help with their justice to now be referred to as incarcerated individuals from now on? I don't know. I mean, it just seems to me like if you're in prison, there are other priorities you're looking for, maybe, if you're talking about criminal justice reform. Besides just the name that they call you. Call me crazy. You know, maybe better food. You know, maybe more security in the shower. But I don't think you really give a damn about what they call you in terms of on the outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They say penological terms.
Wait, what?
As in penal system.
Gotcha.
Such as felon, inmate, prisoner, offender, and convict. Dehumanize, degrade, and stigmatize people. Hey, you know what else does that? Prison. Using a term such as incarcerated individual recognizes the humanity of people and exemplifies the redeemable value of human beings. Hey, that axe murderer sitting in prison, facing life in prison for four life sentences, you have redeemable value. The new law seeks to correct outdated terminology that adversely impacts an individual's transition back into their community. What about if somebody's not transitioning back into the community because they're literally serving multiple life sentences, which I think in New York now means you're in prison for 10 years. But assuming that they were actually going to get the sentence that they deserved and they're not redeemable people, I'm pretty good with just calling them a felon, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or a criminal, or a criminal. Just saying. Is this the big priority of the use of our time?
Apparently.
Apparently it is.
I have, in one of the cuts I have from what's on the cut sheet part due is CBS Evening News last night was discussing this back and forth between Texas and New York and Washington, D.C., you know, sending the people coming over the border back to New York and Washington, D.C., and they're calling it inhumane and all this stuff. So there's other issues happening. But yes, prisoners. Let's talk about prisoners, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. good. We'll look forward to that. No doubt about it. And I should also mention, too, that grocery prices are up so much. There's at least one grocery store in Pennsylvania who's preparing to how to deal with this. How one grocery chain in Pennsylvania is preparing for a downturn. It's in Mechanicsburg. And they're carrying more low-cost food brands and dropping some expensive products altogether. For example, they removed quart-size heavy cream products from some store shelves as they became more expensive, and they put less expensive store brands and smaller packages on the shelves instead. This is from the Wall Street Journal today. It's a 10-store chain, has about 1,200 employees, says it's also obsessively comparing its prices every week, far more often than in the past, against retailers from Walmart, and other stores as well. And what the chief executive officer said of Carnes grocery store said, I see customers change their buying habits and worry about finances. It's absorbing price, and they're absorbing price increases from manufacturers. This is being driven by higher labor and energy costs. All these things are affecting them. They're all affecting them. Andrea Carnes, helping a customer, she acknowledged to the story right now, a number of retail giants and consumer companies have issued profit warnings and projected falling sales as consumers start to pull back on spending. Inflation, 8.5% right now, and the consumer price index for what we're paying on things like eggs and meat, chicken, milk, all these things, they're all up. Wholesale prices are up in July, up 9.8%. From last year. You can't just expect people to just absorb a 10% increase like that. Staffers often hear price complaints from customers, and they swing by nearby competitors to check prices during their lunch breaks. They have their employees do that, which is, of course, a giant waste of time. They're saying right now, as they compare staples, them ranging from canned soup, granola bars, ground beef and chicken breast, front page ad items. He himself, the owner of the grocery store chain, says he sometimes carries a 3-inch price catalog to nearby stores of competitors, including bigger chains that he said get better sale deals, such as online coupons. There you go. I mean, this is a real problem for these companies, for these stores. Other cost-cutting measures are less obvious. The company is swapping out soy oil for sunflower oil in its hot food department fryers because sunflower oil lasts about 2 to 5 days longer. They recently found a supplier of ingredients for the hot food section that saves the company $4 to $5 a case. They're also switching to a new maker of containers for prepared food, trying every single way they can to cut back. Now, I know of a company, they sell a yogurt product, and they went to the retailer and said, we have to raise our prices, and we're going to shrink our packaging. The retailer said to them, well, please just do it all at once. Don't give our customers a double hit. So what's going to happen is, and you're going to see more and more of this, you go to the store, and maybe you're seeing this already, you buy something, and it's smaller than it used to be, and it's more expensive than it used to be as well. In many cases, that's exactly what's happening right now across the country. So don't tell me that there's no inflation. Don't tell me that everything's fine. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's Machiavellian is what it is. It's a little word game to say there's zero inflation. Give me a break. We're up almost 10% in prices, 8.5% higher than last year with inflation. And because inflation didn't move 1 month, Joe Biden says we have zero inflation. Are you freaking kidding me? That is an absolute lie to the American people. That is a game. That's a Machiavellian, Orwellian little word truthiness game right there that he's playing. 855-839-1210. Listen, my great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill would love to see you. Remember something. This is a great time for you to be able to go and get a previously enjoyed Volvo. That's right. Previously enjoyed Volvos are outstanding cars, beautiful and safe, too. They go through a 170-point inspection process. Head to toe, that car is like new, but without the new sticker price. And here's the best part, too. At Cherry Hill Volvo, they treat you right. There was a study recently that said some of the biggest frustrations consumers have, the number one, buying a new car. They hate the process. You will not hate the process of the Cherry Hill Volvo. In fact, you're gonna appreciate it. My friend Mike went recently, bought an XC60, said, Rich, I've never had an experience like this before. I never felt pressure. Everybody treated me fairly, and I got out of there. That's the other key point, too. You don't have to spend the whole day there. Judith believes if the car is not right for you, it's not right for you, but I think you're going to love it. I love driving a Volvo. And Cherry Hill Volvo is the place to buy a car. It is the most accessible Volvo dealership in the Philadelphia region. So reach out to them today. And remember, you get an extra $555 off a previously enjoyed Volvo at Cherry Hill Volvo, a like new car without the new car sticker price. And with the great treatment of Cherry Hill Volvo, the great partnership that they want to make with you, because at Cherry Hill Volvo, relationships matter.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, Spring Dance hot tubs. I love my Spring Dance hot tub. You got to get one. And Spring Dance is celebrating their 24th anniversary. You really should take advantage of this limited inventory on select hot tub models right now, available for immediate delivery. They're good to go. Plus, get 24 months for their 24 years. That's 24 months interest-free financing on your qualified purchase. So lately, it has been so hot at night. You know, I put the temperature down a little bit, get in there. It feels so good. Some cool relief. But now we're cooling off. So now I can crank that heat up again. Either way you look at it, it feels so good, especially to enjoy your own Spring Dance hot tub in your own backyard. So stop by one of their four area showrooms. Find out why Spring Dance Hot Tubs has been a leader in hot tub and swim spa sales for 24 years now. Visit them in Jamison, Exton, Plymouth Meeting, or Marlton. Shop online, springdancehottubs.com. That's springdancehottubs.com. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
From Broomall to Brookhaven, follow 1210 WPHD on the free Odyssey app.
Download it now.
Today, we appreciate it very, very much. We got the Dawn Show coming up next. Dawn, what is up on the Dawn Show today?
Oh, there's so much, so many developing stories. Obviously, Reverend Jesse Jackson in town with this big meeting at Sesame Place. So we're following those latest developments amid allegations that Rosita, the Sesame character, is racist. So what will develop out of that one? We're following that one very closely. And then as well, we'll look into the latest situation with, for example, a man gunned down. He was visiting Philadelphia to mourn the shooting death of his friend. Turns out he's another famous rapper and singer and musician killed in the city of Philadelphia. And this amid the swirl of Mayor Jim Kenney meeting with federal officials to try to deal with the record heartbreaking tragedies that are happening in Philadelphia with our record crime. So we'll look into all of that. We have a great guest coming up at 11, Andrew Sutterford, who is the editor of National Review's Capital Matters. So we'll talk about the financial and economic coverage that he does such a great job with internationally, nationally. What do these latest numbers show us? It's all coming up on The Dawn Show.
Very good. And a sign of the times, by the way, you know the Motel 6 chain?
Yes.
Motel 6?
Yes.
When
we'll
it opened...
for you.
I'm sorry?
We'll leave the light on for
exactly.
You.
Exactly. Thank you very much. For the original Motel 6, the first Motel 6 charged $6 a night when it opened in Santa Barbara, California, 60 years ago. If you'd like to stay there tonight, it will be $426.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
According to the Wall Street Journal, what's it like to stay at the most expensive Motel 6? It's actually pretty nice. It is 70 times more expensive this summer than it was when it originally opened. Motel 6, $426 a night before taxes.
That's crazy.
Before taxes. That's right. Well, welcome to California. You imagine that?
No.
Room rates at other Motel 6s soar in Scottsdale, Arizona. There's one hotel they're asking $699 a night during next year's Super Bowl. That's Motel 6. But I guess Super Bowl, I kind of understand that.
Sure.
But the Motel 6 Santa Barbara Beach regularly commands the highest rates in the chain's 1,200 Motel 6s in the U.S. and Canada. And it regularly sells out. There you go. Sometimes it goes even higher than that. So some nights it could be $450 a night before taxes. For basically a basic room and a bed, and yes, they'll leave the light on for you as well. There you go.
Wow.
It's awesome.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Motel 6 used to be the place where you could, you know, just pull off if you were doing a, you know, a road trip or something like that. You could stay cheaply, you know what I
yeah.
mean?
For, yeah.
You're well, literally staying there
you know,
for...
Hooker, so,
yeah, well, yeah.
If you had,
yeah.
No, I mean, if you
yeah.
had,
yeah.
you know, take a nap or something like that. Yeah, there yeah. you go. How about that? Motel 6. All right.
$400.
I'm curious where overnight truck drivers stay. I mean, I know a lot of them stay in their trucks, but
yeah. Yeah.
some of them, you know, can stay in hotels. Can you imagine? Like, what, like, where are there any affordable hotels anymore?
No, between the gas prices and the hotels.
That's what I mean.
And then the food prices when they go to the rest
yep.
stops and stuff
yep.
like that. Oh, that's
yeah.
soaring too. I'm sure they're all getting raises. Nothing to worry about. It's all good. All good. By the way, that was our buddy Sid who won the movie contest. I thought it was Sid. That's Sid. Our Sid. Our pal Sid. Congrats, Sid, for that. Sorry I called you Sidney, but, you know, I just go with what I'm told. But Sid, you know, he only goes by Sid. He doesn't go like the longer version of that. So
he was denied the call-in.
He was. But he gets lots of attention
yeah,
all the time.
True.
So he's a big baby. He doesn't worry about it.
We'll
enough,
give you the
enough.
Love.
He's enough with him already. Enough. He's whining. Just kidding, Sid. Even though he can't catch. All right. we got more audio to get to today, Greg Stocker. Let's do it.
What's on the cut sheet?
Part due.
Part due, that's right, on this Thursday edition.
What's on the cut sheet? Part due is sponsored by Amtrak. Avoid the hassles of travel when you ride Amtrak. Long lines, nope. Airplane mode, forget about it. Middle seats, never heard of them. Get to your destination the relaxing and easy way. Stress-free summer, just an Amtrak away. Book now at Amtrak.com. Amtrak.com. Rich, you referenced this in the last segment, but I wanted to play it. Joe Biden yesterday wanted to hone in on a number. That number is zero, Rich. It's zero.
Zero.
I just want to say a number.
A number.
Zero.
Zero.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month
0.
of July.
0.0.
0%. Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month, but people were still hurting. But zero inflation last month.
But zero inflation.
Zero.
So while places like Motel 6 are going up all the time, if people can't afford to stay in Motel 6s anymore,
yeah,
feel good because zero.
Zero. Because zero.
Yeah. Larry Summers is a guy. He's an Obama guy, isn't he?
He sure is.
He was on yesterday with Andrew Mitchell on MSNBC, and he says there is a very serious inflation problem in the U.S., and it's not likely to go away on its own volition.
I still think we have a very serious inflation problem in this country. I don't think that inflation problem is going to go away of its own volition. And so I think we're likely to have some quite turbulent times ahead.
And awesome.
There's still the possibility, you told me last time, 75% chance of recession as well.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, every month where we don't have one, I suppose it goes down a little bit. But I think if you said with a horizon of 2 years, I would say a 75% chance of recession is about right. Looking at the fact that the economy has many aspects of overheating, looking at a traditional financial indicator, the fact that long-term bonds have lower interest rates than shorter-term bonds, looking at the tremendous amount of uncertainty that's expressed by consumers and business people.
So there you go. Yeah. I mean, Larry, you know, he was an Obama guy, so it's not
he
like
he's an Obama guy, no doubt.
Yeah.
So I think you should take what he's saying pretty seriously, in other words.
I would too.
Remember
last week, Rich, we played Jerry Nadler and Maloney. What's her name? Not Kristen. I want to say Kristen
Carolyn Maloney.
Carolyn Maloney out of New York's 12th district. They both kind of distanced themselves from Joe Biden in 2024.
Well, she flat out said Joe Biden's not running for president.
Yes.
Flat out said it. And then she apologized, you remember, and said, Mr. President, I support you. I don't think you're running, but if you run, I'll back you. It was the craziest, lamest apology I've ever heard.
Well, somebody must have got to them because they did another debate last night. And boy, they couldn't put enough flowery praise on Joe Biden. You'll love this, Rich.
Could Joe Biden be the Democratic nominee for president in 2024? Ms. Maloney, you have 30 seconds.
I am supporting Joe Biden. He has announced that he is running, and I am really going to be supporting him this Friday when we vote for the Inflation Reduction Act.
I love him.
Act,
he's wonderful.
Which is a transformative
I'm having his child.
Inflation that will help our economy, help people, and combat climate change. In addition, he passed the American Rescue Plan that brought over $5.8 billion to New York City, and the infrastructure plan that is building.
I think he's immortal, actually, and possibly a demigod.
Who got to them, Rich? Come on, somebody got to them, right?
Oh, man, did they get to him. It was like at a bar in D.C. where some guy walks over with an envelope and just drops it down and walks away. Message received. Got it.
She couldn't put enough flowery and we haven't even heard from Jerry Nadler yet.
Right.
They couldn't put enough flowery praise on Joe Biden.
Avenue subway up to 125th Street. Also, the CHIPS bill that is bringing manufacturing back to our city, including personal protective equipment.
I'm still going. I have more. I'm just getting warmed up.
Others.
And Mr. Nadler, should Joe Biden be the Democratic nominee for president in 2024? 30 seconds.
Absolutely. I'm not going to repeat all his...
Absolutely. He's without question. Everything she said.
I'm not going to repeat all his accomplishments.
Amazing.
Because she just did that 10 seconds ago.
Two weeks ago, they're like, no, he should really honestly be taken out back like an old horse. Turn into glue, but now they're like, oh my God, let's let him live forever.
And I'm not going to repeat all his accomplishments that my two colleagues here have pointed out. Absolutely, he should be the Democratic nominee and he should be reelected president. He's done a magnificent job. What I said in the debate last week.
Picture perfect.
Was not to cast doubt on that. What I said in the debate last week was that it does not serve the purposes
of
the
try
Democratic
to lie
party.
Your way out of this, you.
To be talking about 2024 until 2022 is over. Let's get past the midterms. Let's worry about the midterms. Then we can worry about how to win the election in 2024.
Wow. What a bunch of weasels. I mean, truly, right?
By the way, I don't know the man, but boy, Jerry Nadler does not look well.
No, he does not look well.
He does not look well. He could barely,
he waddles like a penguin.
Well, he couldn't really stand up, and he's kind of, I don't know. He just does not look well.
It's bad. Really bad.
I know Dawn talked about this, and you did as well, Rich, but I wanted to play the NBC 10 report about what's happening at Sesame Place, because I just wanted to get your, because we haven't really talked about it in the 9 o'clock hour. They're going to do more discrimination training, and I think it ties well into the conversation we had in the 6 o'clock hour about all the diversity training that we do here at Odyssey. Jesse Jackson is going to come to Philadelphia and meet with the parents as well. Here's the NBC 10 report from this morning.
Yeah, so not just the parents, the lawyer, Jesse Jackson is also going to be in this meeting along with the CEO of SeaWorld. So, and like you said, this is happening days after Sesame Place actually announced that they have a new plan in place for training diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's meant to tackle some of the racial bias issues that families have been complaining about here. Now, you'll remember Sesame Place, they announced they're rolling out the new diversity plan after a viral video led to allegations of racial discrimination. The family of the two girls say the video shows a character appearing to signal no towards the two black girls. The girls' family says it happened just before the character then interacted with white children who were nearby. So once that video went viral, other families came forward sharing their own allegations of discrimination. And the park released a statement outlining some of the changes. It says that by the end of the month, all employees will participate in training programs designed to address bias and promote inclusion. A racial equity assessment will also be overseen by national experts in civil rights and diversity, equity, and inclusion. So the attorney representing the family of the girls in the video tells us that they were already scheduled to meet the parents with the CEO of Sesame Place here. But they do say that they'll be speaking afterwards about what was discussed in this meeting, some of the changes that are being discussed. They'll have more to say on that after the meeting. I'll send it back to you. I'm Miguel Martinez Valle, NBC 10 News.
Man, so, the media is just eating this up.
Aren't they?
Boy, they are eating this up, huh?
Can I ask you a question? This is a serious question. What does Jesse Jackson do for, like what's his job? Do you
His
know?
Job is to lecture Elmo and Oscar the Grouch on how to not be hateful people.
But does he, like, he needs to get an income from somewhere, right?
Yeah, he's getting it from Sesame Place. They're not charging him a ticket admission today, and they're giving him free parking.
Okay. I'm just
plus all the food he can eat.
I'm just curious because
I think that's his job now. Yeah. His job is to be, like, a consultant for whatever this is that he's doing, I guess. I don't know.
So, okay. So they pay him a consultant.
I'll be honest with you, I'd rather watch a training video with him in it, because at least the guy's
he can start rhyming and
rhyming and a little passionate, and you know what I mean. Like, at least that'd be more interesting than the stupid dopey ones we gotta watch.
So yeah, they'll be training. They'll be well. You said earlier that they're scrubbing Rosalita, or what's her name?
Yeah, she's canceled now. There's no references to her whatsoever.
Isn't that something?
It's like one of those weird apocalyptic movies where they go, Rosita. Who's Rosita? And they all look at you with that. Who's Rosita? We don't know a Rosita. The Rosita character. And then you look around and like, where am I? All right. Well done. Excellent. Thank you. I know we're out of time, so let's do this.
Who won Twitter?
Danny McManigan. McManaman? I don't know. He says that this is a throwback to what you and Dawn were talking about at 8:30. He says, I think my wife used to be involved in the Amish milk mafia.
Yeah, look at that. Danny McMahon, my man. All right. Very good. That's excellent stuff. Sean, good job today handling the aspects of all the whatever stuff, you know, the whatever you did, Sean. Whatever you did a great job. Whatever it was. All right. Let's do this.
And now, Rich Zeoli's final thoughts.
I'll just say that clearly the investigation into Donald Trump is heating up big time. The FBI now seizing the cell phones and records of several members of Congress. There's no doubt they are building a case. There's no doubt an indictment is coming. There's no doubt this will be the Democrats' October surprise. And there's no doubt in my mind, at least, it's going to backfire on them big time. Mark my words. Have a great rest of your day today. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. We're back tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. Dawn's next. I'm on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.